Delighted to be joined by Ballinanty manager Donal McGee. Donal, it's a massive game for you this week. You're playing Grant United in the Munster Junior last 16. How have your preparations been so far for the game?
Good afternoon, Adrian. How are you doing? They've been good, thank you. We actually, since the start of the new year, we've actually upped the training and we've demanded more of the players, fitness-wise, you know, and collectively as a group. And it seems to be working for us. Yeah, it's a huge game for the club. It's the first time the club have been in this position for a few years since the FEI run a few years ago. And I think it's been even as longer again with regards to a run in the Munster, you know. So it's exciting times at Ballinanty for us, you know.
Yeah, it's a question I generally ask most managers in the provincial and national competitions. But have you been able to garner much information on the opposition for the weekend?
I have, yeah. I've friends around in the game, obviously, Adrian, at this stage. So we have our homework done and we know what to expect from them. I've had played against them with a team when I was with Shannon Town 2 years ago. We played them in the Munster Champions Trophy and we beat them 4-0 that time. So, you know, we know about Grattan. We know they'll be a good side. Their home draw in these competitions is so crucial, you know. So, you know, it's like any cup game, Adrian, at all, you know. Any team can beat you on the day, you know. Any team will beat you. If you go in and don't do your homework and don't prepare right and you start poorly, you'll lose no matter who you're playing, you know. So we have to be ready. We are ready, Adrian, to be truthful. We are ready.
Yeah,
you know, we are ready.
With the Limerick District League obviously being one of the stronger leagues in the country, there's still five teams, Limerick sides, in the competition looking to get to the quarter final. But obviously for yourselves, with your league form this year, you know, you must be aiming to win the competition at this stage.
Well, we've as good a chance as anybody. I think for the first time in a number of years, Adrian, you might correct me if I'm wrong, that there are four or five teams that are actually pushing, and maybe six teams that are actually pushing for a league, you know, which is great. It keeps everybody else honest. You can't slip up, which at the end of the day improves the game at that level. And also maybe that's a reflection of why the teams are doing better in the provincial tournaments and with regards to Aisling and regional doing so well in FEI, you know.
Yeah, in recent weeks as well, Donal, you also lost a key player and your captain, Jason Hughes, to Limerick.
Massive losses, Adrian, yeah, because Jason was our captain, very influential player, and probably one of our best players in the team, you know. But again, it's something I would encourage, you know, players to play at the highest level. Jason got the opportunity to take him with both hands. If it doesn't work out, he's more than welcome to come back to Ballinanty Rovers. And yeah, it is disruptive for our club to lose our best players, but to be truthful, Adrian, this is where we want our players to go. We want them to aspire to play at the higher level, you know.
Yeah, how have you went about replacing Jason within your squad, Donal? Because obviously you couldn't really bring anyone in.
We've good strength and depth, and we've had one or two long-term injuries, you know, with Keith Colbert and that. But everybody else has been good. We've changed. The system's always been the same. Replacing Jason is tough, but we feel because we've tweaked it here and there, our fitness levels have improved. So, you know, we have compensated for that loss. And I believe the lads are doing really, really well. They're training hard. Our last few results since the start of the year have been good. Our fitness levels have been very good. And we were a bit fortunate against Killarney, to be truthful, a couple of weeks ago. But that, you know, when I say we're fortunate, they were a good side and we beat them on penalties. But again, we didn't concede. We've conceded two goals in the last five games. You know, and one of those goals was a softie. So, you know, we just keep trying to improve all the time, Adrian, to be honest with you, you know.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier on the FAI Cup run that the club had a few years ago, lost St. Michael's in the final at the Aviva. You still have many players, really, from that team. You know, you still have Stephen McNamara, Kinnamine, Fitzgerald involved.
That's correct.
You'd be hoping, like, with an extra few years in those players as well, like, that experience will tell on Saturday.
Well, there's that too, but it's also the way you set up and the way you prepare, you know, for these games. And also, you need that experience of previous games and what have you, and previous cup runs. But I do believe that the lads have to appreciate where they're at, what level they're at, and, you know, that we are doing okay, you know, we're not doing badly. We've won absolutely nothing, you know, but we're still in with a shout with the league, the Lawson, and the Munster. But by God, there's nothing easy out there, Adrian. You know, we've a couple of tough ones to get through if you want to do well in the loss. And we've to play teams above us and below us if we're going to win the league, you know. So it's a big ask, but it's one we relish and we're going after. You know, we're going to do our best to try and win those things, you know.